You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
Love spreading inclusion and friendship to help people with intellectual and developmental disabilities? Volunteer with the team at the Best Buddies Friendship Walk at Lake Ontario Park on October 5th from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tasks will include setting up, dressing up as a mascot, guiding the route. This is the land of great.
From about 1979.
And you're listening to CFRC
Queens Radio.
Happy October.
I kind of threw that one in there for you.
You are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9. It is quite chilly today. I'm Millie, by the way.
Millie.
Chilly Millie. Yeah.
Chilly Millie! We have an October theme. Beyond like Halloween and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Millie and Era and Cindy are all here.
Hello.
We're back. We're all back together again. And yes, I put the Laura Palmer theme from Twin Peaks. Do you know what Twin Peaks is, Millie?
Oh, come on. David Lynch. Let's...
I may be young. She can stay.
I may be young, but I know a thing or two.
Okay. Oh, yes, you do.
I have a bumper sticker on my car that says Eraserhead Baby on board. And I like at stop signs to see people who read it and those who appreciate it and those who have no idea what it says.
I love that. Yeah, so we've kind of been all over the place for the last month. Busy time, September, and it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's gone. But yeah, it is a bit chilly out there this morning. I think I saw it was about 6 degrees.
Yeah.
Going up to about 19, sun still shining. Looks like another beautiful weekend. And I'm here for fall. It's been beautiful. It's been great. Millie, I haven't seen you since like that original mansion show. Did you go to that?
I did go to that mansion show. It was a lot of fun. It was so much fun. All the bands were amazing.
Okay, good. Because the student bands are out in full force this month.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm loving seeing like... the Toucan, the mansion, they're all, and of course the basement at the Buckle, like everybody's doing their thing. We'll break down a few shows if you want to go check some of them out. And yeah, lots of shows this weekend. You know, if you've been kind of hungry to go out, it's pretty competitive this weekend. And I want you to check out our Instagram, because if you go to Indie Wake Up Call on Instagram, we still have those Death From Above tickets. They're playing tonight.
And those are hot commodities. Those are like $45 tickets.
Mm-hmm. Hot tickets, and we are just asking you to follow Indie Wake Up Call, like our post, and tag a friend who might want to go. Maybe they want your earplugs too for that show. They're so loud. But we're going to play some Death from Above to remind you about that. But we'll announce that winner just after 9 o'clock. Oak Ridge Avenue, they have a show at the Isabel this weekend, and Sean's going to give us a call. He is a good friend of the show, and so he's going to check in with us, and we'll find out what's happening with them at the Isabel, as well as so many other shows coming up in the next, well, 48 hours. But we'll break some of that down for you as well. What are you listening to these days? What do you got going on?
I've been listening to, same as last time you saw me, I've been listening to a lot of McGee, I'm not gonna lie. Okay. He's the perfect fall.
Yeah, he is.
Fall vibes. And Mac DeMarco, his new album that came out like 2-3 weeks ago, that I've been.
What's your take on the new Bieber album? Because McGee played, like, he was a very active member of that album.
He was, and honestly, I did not expect to be listening to Justin Bieber in 2025, but here I am.
Yeah. Yeah,
Daisies is a good song. Yukon,
and McGee's all over that track, right?
Yeah,
all
Dad's Love with Lil B is also really good.
Good.
Yeah.
What you got going on lately? What's been going on?
Yeah, I'm gearing up for Halloween season.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm super excited. I know Jeff on Wednesdays is doing like all.
Jeff,
like,
is Halloween.
Is Halloween. So I'm living for that. But yeah, I'm gonna start. I have my costume planned.
Oh my God.
Already. So yeah, you're probably gonna see some really nerdy music making its way into New Wake Up Call. I think we're hoping to do maybe something live. Well, I mean, we're always live, but live outside.
Oh, let's scare some kids.
Yeah, get all dressed up. You know,
what I like about
station.
Jeff's Halloween, and we're talking about Jeff, Jeff and Simone Wednesday morning's Indie Wake Up Call. He loves Halloween, but he also likes the kind of kooky 50s and 60s yeah. kind of Halloween stuff too. Like he's got it all going on, but so will we. Mm-hmm. Halloween's a Friday night, so it's just going to be all that week. We're going to have so much fun. I roasted a squash last night, and I've restarted Stranger Things because it's the final season is coming up. And I know, like, for Aaron, that's like light for you. Like Stranger Things is like whatever, pedestrian, not that scary, but I was watching season 2 last night, and if you're
it gets you.
Oh my God,
like, the emotions you feel, like the emotional roller coaster of that show. Yeah,
all
it's
right,
something.
Well, we're gonna start off with some Sloan because I did interview them yesterday. We're gonna save that interview for maybe a week or two because they're coming homecoming weekend and it's gonna be crazy. But this is Capital Cooler off their new album based on the bestseller to get us started on the Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning, everyone.
Kept you waiting, said the singer. Stick around. We've got Sean from Oak Ridge Avenue. He's about to call us to let us know what's going on at the Isabel this weekend. We want to know more Oak Ridge Avenue information. So that's coming up in like 5 minutes' time. And in the meantime, we'll just why don't we play some night tapes to get us there? And stick around. That interview is coming up very soon.
Bros.
Indie Wake Up Call with CFRC this morning, and that was Water From Your Eyes with Life Signs. And before that, we had Night Tapes with Leave It All Behind and Death From Above 1979 with Little Girl. We've got tickets for that show tonight. You're saying $45 for those tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, so go to our Instagram. We've got two tickets to give away. We're going to be letting you know who the winner is just after 9 o'clock on this amazing show called the Indie Wake Up Call. I got Era and Millie with me, and I also have Sean from Oak Ridge Avenue on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, just checking in because you've got a pretty serious show happening this weekend, and I just wanted you to call us and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, it's Friday night at the Isabel at 8 p.m., and it's going to be a wicked time. They always put on a fantastic production there, and we've just been excited to be asked to go back. I think the tickets are at the queensu.ca/Isabel. I think I got that right. That's what they told me to say.
We will confirm, Sean. We'll make sure that everybody knows where to go.
It is an all-ages show, too, which is a bonus. So
I find a lot of students especially, like, they don't know about the Isabel initially when they first come to Kingston. Millie, have you been there?
I have, yes.
Yeah, and?
I've seen some shows there. It's beautiful right on the water.
It's super surprising as well, I think, when you walk in to the building. Like, and there are many rooms in there, obviously. It's not just the main hall. But it's a pretty surprising venue. Like, Sean, when was your first time playing there?
Oh, gosh, I think it was back during, like, the live streams that they were doing back in, like, 2021 or something like
that. Yes, I remember.
And then we played one of those, and then we played one of the hybrid ones that was live streamed and in person, which was great. I mean, they're they always put on a good show. Like, the sound is amazing, the lighting is amazing. They're always really good to us too. So as soon as they emailed us and said, "Do you want to come back?" We were like, "Abso-frickin-lutely, we do." and it's great that it's October too, because like October for us has always been a fun month. We have a couple of in-band birthdays, and we used to do the Oktoberfest shows.
Come so on.
It kind of feels like a homecoming thing for us.
And the recital hall is kind of a really cool space within the Isabel itself. Yeah. Like, I love the vibes of it. It kind of feels like you're like in a backyard kind of lit courtyard, but you're indoors. How do you feel playing there? Have you played that room before?
No, that room specifically we haven't, so I'm equally as excited to get in there.
Awesome.
What do you change about your plan? Because I feel like, do you kind of feel it's, not that it's more important that you're in a space like that, but because it is special, like, what do you change about the live show, Sean?
Well, it's hard to say for sure. I mean, I don't want to give too much away. I will say that we've got, we just finished recording a new single that we're going to put out. So I suppose people could expect to hear that tune.
I suppose. I suppose.
And, you know, one or two other things that I'm not going to give away just yet, but all the more reason to grab a ticket and come by, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Sean from Oak Ridge Avenue, big show at the Isabel this weekend. And let's imagine that someone's never seen Oak Ridge Avenue before. What can you tell them about the band?
Yeah, we just have a rocking good time. It's a lot of guitars, a lot of energy, and you know, just people always say indie rock. It's kind of a big blanket term, but mostly we just like to have fun on stage, so people can expect to toe tap and hear some bangers, and yeah.
Now, you've been in the station a few times, and we've talked about production. You had some great production time with Hoxley Workman. I'm assuming that there's new material and planning ahead. What do you want to change about any new releases or projects you have coming up?
That's actually a really good question. We haven't really decided for certain which direction we want to go, though we've been recording. I think we're kind of just letting it come about organically now, because we did like a really poppy record with the last one with Hoxley, and the one before that was a little more gritty sort of blues rock. I think we're kind of just sort of feeling it out, whichever way things want to go. And there's so much great music that's come out since we made that last album that we're all listening to. Like you mentioned McGee earlier, we're all big fans of his, so we're kind of letting the influences do their work at the moment.
Well, you're also working with younger bands in town as well, if I'm not mistaken, right? Like, you're helping them with production and recording as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually informed some of my own approach to that stuff as well. So that's been really cool.
Yeah, it's really fun in Kingston right now. Like, there's live music every night. We can go out and just see all this new, fresh blood coming in. Like, I wonder if someone needs a new bass player. It's like, buddy, everybody needs a new bass player all the time,
yeah,
right? Exactly. It's good. So that's exciting. All right. I'm glad, like, the organic approach. Do you guys write it together that way? Like, I just interviewed Sloan yesterday, and they are extremely collaborative. I know you guys have that as well, but what's it like in the creative process for you guys?
Yeah, there's kind of a little bit of everything, but lately we have been focusing more about writing together. There's just something about the kind of jam approach where you play things that you wouldn't necessarily think to play on your own, because you're having to feed off of everybody else. So that's sort of where our head's been at lately. So
that's cool. All right, well, we want to play, we want to go with Wind Up, Let's Go for sure. We love the record, and we're going to play something from there, but I love that we're going to hear something potentially. You didn't say absolutely, you said possibly something new at the show, but let's just get some housekeeping done here, guys. Like, the show is like, yeah, we just had this up a second ago. Sorry, Ara. There we go. So the show, house doors open at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, October 3rd, and you're going to go to the Karen Hitchcock Recital Hall to go check all of this out. Price is $25. It's Oak Ridge Avenue, and it is absolutely going to be a banger of a night. So I'm so glad you took the time to call us, Sean. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. And yeah, anything new coming down the pipeline, you know where you got to come and just hang out and just be on the Indie Wake Up Call for the morning. You know that door is always open. So
Awesome. Well, thanks so much.
No problem. We're going to play Wonder If You Know, and we'll look forward to this weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
In your place, talking through your teeth, saying that it's me, it ain't me, but I love it anyway. Tie my hair out, baby. me blue swing. You're playing that song cause you love it when I sing. Rolling my eyes at something you said. It's too hot to be arguing. Let's not waste time trying to get closer. Seats that recline, drive a bit slower. Tennessee heat got me under a spell. Lie like a dog, but you treat me so well. Sweat on the sea, like he's undone. Show me your night moves under the sun. Show me something that ain't meant to be in daylight. Show me. Show me how you got so good at making me cry. Heaven in my hands, berries on the vine. Season of the dark, laundry on the line. Makeshift love, hit and burn. Just enough to get by. Just enough to get by. Tennessee heat got me under a spell. Fly like a dog, but you treat me so well. Sweat on the sea, like he's undone. Show me your night moves under the sun. Show me. If it's only, only good for a time, can we lay here a while? I'll be alright if it's only, only good for a time, can we lay here a while? Let's not waste time trying to get closer. Seats that recline, drive a bit slower. Tennessee heat got me under a spell. Fly like a dog, but you treat me so well. Sweat on the sea, like he's undone. Show me your night moves under the sun. Show me. Thank you.
But it is October. It is the Indie Wake Up Call. Thank you again, Sean, from Oak Ridge Avenue, calling the show and working with our technical world. It's good. It's all good stuff. Why don't we break down what we just listened to?
Yeah. So obviously we started off with some Oak Ridge Avenue with Wonder If I... Then Millie added in some Katie Tupper with Tennessee Heat. Everything is coming up roses with World News, and then we just grooved to some Girl I Want You with Paperweight. So, going a little bit of a gamut of from rock to electronic.
Yeah, so we're going to obviously go in all sorts of different directions again. I see I've got some jeans set up. I just played Medicate Me like a while back before we talked to Sean. That was one of her older songs from 2018. She's got a new track called Look What You Did, so you're going to follow us with that one. But I see... Peach Packed.
Sudbury. Spot. Yeah.
Sudbury. Yeah.
Yeah, Northern Ontario. Close to my heart for that reason.
And Millie, what did you add there?
I added a brand new song that came out yesterday called The Coward Forgets His Nightmare by Chanel Beads, which I thought for the longest time was a band, but it is one guy from New York, which is where I live. My friend played Chanel Beads a couple days ago, and I said, what is this going on? And last night I got the notification that he dropped a new song, so I have actually yet to hear it. This will be my first time listening as well.
All right. It's our Indie Wake Up Call debut.
We're, you discover as we discover.
That name, though. It's a good name.
It's a great name.
It's really good. What are you going to do this weekend, Millie? What do you got? What's in your life?
Honestly, I might hit up the show on Friday.
All right.
I think there's a lot going on in Kingston this weekend. I am very excited. There is a performative male contest at
yes,
Laylo.
You were mentioning
I
this
talked
last
about
week.
This last week. Please, guys, if there's any men listening, get your baggiest jeans, get your tote bags, get your matcha, get your labubu. Whatever. Please show up. I need a good laugh. Exams are starting to kick up, midterms. I need a good laugh. Please.
Okay, so I